With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana's Attorney General will issue a legal opinion on a Missoula ordinance requiring background checks for private gun sales. Montana Department of Justice spokesman John Barnes says that the office received a formal request for an opinion on the measure from Austin Knudsen, Speaker of the Montana House of Representatives. The Missoula ordinance takes effect in late October and will require the background checks for most private gun sales or trades. Attorney General Tim Fox has 3 months to issue his legal opinion. It will have the force of law unless overruled by a state district court of the Montana Supreme Court. Knudsen, a Republican, says Missoula's new ordinance is in direct violation of state law, as well as sections of the Montana and U.S. constitutions. A Lincoln County official is asking a federal judge to strike down a Montana law that bars nonpartisan candidates from campaigning as Democrats or Republicans. Clerk and recorder Robin Benson says in the lawsuit filed yesterday that she has a right under the First Amendment to call herself a Republican while campaigning. She says that right trumps state law that says a nonpartisan candidate may not use the name of a political party. Benson's attorney says the lawsuit would not affect nonpartisan judicial races. Lincoln County began holding nonpartisan elections in 2009. Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell is named as a defendant. He says he disagrees with Benson's argument and that the judge must decide whether the election standards set by Lincoln County can be overcome by one person's First Amendment claim. Montana may not be facing the opiate or heroin epidemic that has gripped other parts of the country as intensely as other states. But Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana sees this as an opportunity to get ahead of the issue and is sponsoring a conference on it tomorrow at Montana State University's Bozeman campus.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Jessica Bentley organized the conference titled From Pills to Heroin. She says while opioid abuse is taking place in Montana, it hasn't reached the epidemic levels that have hit the Northeast or Appalachia.
And it is here, but we have the opportunity to get in front of this problem and try to create a real proactive community approach to it and come up with solutions and put a plan in place so we don't get to the same extent that the rest of the country has been facing.
Bentley says a gathering brings together medical providers, law enforcement, and others to develop a strategy to address addiction to prescription pain medications. The one-day conference will speaker features who will talk about this addiction and how it leads people to turn to street drugs like heroin. Experts will also highlight successful programs to help people break that addiction. Assistant U.S. Attorney Leif Johnson sees this conference as the kickoff of efforts in Montana to address this growing national epidemic.
This isn't the end of the road in terms of our outreach to the communities. I think you'll see more of that, or the public can expect more of that.
The conference is free. No registration is required. It will be held at the Strand Union Conference Center at Montana State University. Parking is free at the stadium. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The University of Montana has notified students of a reported sexual assault that occurred in a residence hall involving someone the victim knew. Students were notified last night via text and email. UM spokeswoman Paula Short says the university is working with local police as the case is investigated. Short says university officials decided to notify students about the reported assault to raise their situational awareness about their safety on campus. Scientists say oil and gas development in the western United States could continue to cause sage-grouse numbers to decline, despite limits on drilling meant to protect the species. Researchers from the U.S. Geological Survey and Colorado State University examined the effects of drilling on greater sage-grouse over a 25-year period. They found that populations of the chicken-sized bird dropped 14% annually in areas of Wyoming with at least 10 oil or gas wells per square mile. Federal rules recently crafted to protect grouse across their 11-state range would allow that many wells or more in areas crucial to the bird's long-term survival. Wyoming sage-grouse coordinator Tom Christensen says limited energy development is expected in the grouse's core habitat for the foreseeable future. Washington State University's planned medical school has received preliminary accreditation. The university made the announcement about the Elson S. Floyd College of Medicine today. KREM-TV reports the accreditation will allow the college to stay on track to enroll its inaugural class of students in August of 2017. Students will receive medical education across four of the WSU campuses, including Everett, Spokane, Tri-Cities, and Vancouver. With measurable snowfall already dusting parts of the Rocky Mountains and Northwest, the 2016 fire season has wrapped up in much of the West. Jessica Gardetto of the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho, says wildfires are still active only in the Southwest, especially Southern California. She says the West saw a below-average fire season overall, with about 7,500 square miles burned. The Commission on Sentencing is recommending lawmakers close a loophole in child sex abuse sentencing laws that allowed an eastern Montana man to be put on probation after pleading guilty to raping his 12-year-old daughter. State Prosecutor Dan Gazinski proposed today eliminating an exception to a mandatory minimum 25-year prison sentence for offenders convicted of rape, incest, or sexual abuse if the victim is age 12 or younger. Under the existing exception, if a psychosexual evaluation determines the offender can be treated in their community and the sentence protects the victim and society, the offender can receive a lesser sentence. Dinosaurs have become an issue in Montana's race for governor. A renowned paleontologist who consulted with Steven Spielberg on the Jurassic Park movies is now criticizing the Republican candidate for his beliefs. A new television ad features Jack Horner saying candidate Greg Gianforte supports using taxpayer money to fund, quote, private schools that obscure the truth about dinosaurs and the age of the earth, unquote. The former Montana State University paleontologist says he's not attacking Gianforte's religion, but that children need to learn the truth. Gianforte is in a tight race against Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Gianforte campaign spokesman Aaron Flint calls the ad silly and says Gianforte is a strong supporter of public schools. Tax records show Gianforte's foundation has donated nearly $300,000 to a dinosaur museum that holds a biblical perspective that humans and dinosaurs coexisted. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.